Good evening, good morning. Welcome everybody to Views from Millennial. I am your host, Isaac. To my left, I got my guy, Kinsley. To my right, I got my guy, Devin. Shelly is on vacation right now, but we're going to hold it down for her. Before we get started, got very good, very important news. Our podcast, before, you can only get on the Anchor app. But as far from Saturday, Saturday. You can now listen to this podcast on not only the Anchor app, but Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So if you have any of those outlets, any of those apps, you can type in the name now. You can finally listen to us. I'm still trying to get us for iTunes. I'm still working on that. But I think Spotify, I know a lot of people have Spotify. So hopefully this boosted on view count now. I want to give a special shout out to anybody that liked or shared or even just left a comment about us having multiple streaming services now. Appreciate you. Appreciate the support. And it just means a lot, especially just for some, like, for someone building this from the ground up. It just means a whole lot, showing the progress. Just by you clicking the share button, just by you liking it, it takes a few seconds out for you. But again, it does miles for us because, again, you're letting us become available to somebody new that somebody may have not heard before. So, again, definitely a salute to that. Gentlemen, how are we doing today? Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm doing straight.
I'm good. That's good. That's good. For people who are, this is their first episode listening, the reason why we have the name is called Views from Millennial is because the Views from Millennial, we're using our vision as young people to break the mold, you know? Like for me, my parents, you work 9 to 9, get a good job, go to college, you get benefits, and then get a nice, good retirement with the 401k plan, all of that. Work hard, retire at what, 50, 60?
Yeah.
I say 70.
Right. But see, no, because they changed it now, because again, pensions are getting taken away from people now, but.
Yeah, they have to work longer, so they exactly. Have more money to last.
But again.
Before that, you could work to about 60, have your retirement checks cover you for the rest of your life.
Right. But again, like, that's what they wanted for us, right? Mm. I don't want to work till I'm 60. Hell, I don't really want to work till I'm 40. I want to be able to build something up, have my money work for me, and then let that continue to grow, and then now I got something to leave behind for my kids and their kids instead of the fourth. And I think that's what we're doing here. So I had an idea, too. I want to do, like, call like a We See You section.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that's young and is doing something like entrepreneur wise, like these, they got their own YouTube channel, they're doing their own little business and whatnot. I want to kind of give them a shout out because I want to create this community of young people, young CEOs who are working towards that goal of being fully independent, being able to work for themselves. And again, we need each other's help to get to that goal because, again, we can't do this without the listeners. And we can't do it without one another. So I feel like how we got shown love and support, I want to continue to spread that love and support. So what y'all think? Like, starting next week, we try to find at least one person that's doing something on their own, give them a little shout-out.
Heck yeah.
I already got one in mind.
I got a couple, too. I want to start, let this kind of be the first week. I want to shout us out, you guys, for being here, for coming with full energy, coming with support. And because I look at this as just a starting ground for us to where, Kenzie, you want to start a YouTube channel. The audience that we curate from Views, they already know you. They already mess with you. Now you're doing your own thing. Now, boom, you already got a head starter for everybody else. Devin, you're doing barbershop. I guarantee you, you're going to, like, it'd be dope. You get clientele that be like, yo, I'm a big fan of the podcast. So again, I want like this to. I like this group. I want to be able to let this be like a launch pad for whatever we got ever, whatever endeavors we got. Again, I'm doing this. I'm streaming. I'm on YouTube. So again, I'm trying to, you know, reach for as much as I can and see what I can grab. But that's enough. Again, just support young entrepreneurs, support young CEOs. Appreciate the love and support. We're going to start getting into our topics. All right, let's start off with some light stuff. School is ending pretty soon, so I know people are going to start doing some school shopping, getting ready for the next semester, next season. This kind of tech portion. Microsoft is actually doing two deals. The Microsoft Surface Book is $400 off. The Pro 6 is $200 off. Two great laptops if you get them on the Microsoft website. I don't know how long that deal is going, but if you're in the market for a new laptop, I definitely suggest to give that a look. The PowerBeats Pro, the pre-order, you know what those are?
Yeah,
like it's the new ones. The completely wireless joints. They're going, pre-order is going to be available May 3rd. I think they're going to be tough. Like, I really want like some new wireless headphones for the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Right, those gonna be
so cool. You rather get those over AirPods?
See, that's the thing. For AirPods, is an everyday thing. For the gym, I probably would prefer the PowerBeats. But if you can get AirPods, if you want to get it for the gym, I suggest getting like wingtips, just to make sure they're secure because they don't fall out. Like everybody's ear is different. For me, they didn't fall out, but if I went hard, like extra hard, and it kind of like slipped out. Couple draws and now I think the speaker busted. So,
yeah, after a while, yeah, like it depends on your ear and they. I mean, it's a good headphone, but it depends on your ear. They tend to like. I know when I go to the gym, I go for like a jog on the treadmill. Tends to fall out and stuff. I don't kind of don't like that, but I mean,
yeah. And then the PowerBeats got that little over wrap ear too, so
yeah,
a little more secure. I like them. This is another thing. So for people who are like, I know we talked about earlier, like NBA. In an earlier podcast, I should say, who are 2K fans, like NBA Street fans, try NBA Playgrounds. That's a real fun game. NBA Playgrounds 2 is pretty much, it's not NBA Street, but imagine NBA Street mixed with NBA Jam. That's pretty much NBA Playground 2. Again, because I know we're in that. For people who play 2K, I'm pretty sure you're in that dead time when it's like 2K19 is kind of, I ain't gonna say like, is you get born in 2K19 and 2K20 hasn't came out yet. It's only like, I think $30-$35. That's a good little pickup, I ain't gonna lie.
Is that the one we played on your Switch?
Yeah.
Okay, so they got it on PS4, Xbox One?
Yeah, so now, I don't know about PS4, but I think, but Xbox, Switch and PC is now cross-platform too. So again, you need something to play. You're a big sports fan, big NBA Street or NBA Jam fan. Pick the game up. It's a good little buy.
I miss NBA Street when it was on PS2. That's one of the best games I've ever played.
Man, listen, I think. See, I wonder why they don't make games like that.
Mm.
See, I feel like there's a lot of legal stuff that they may not can't do because, again, like music-wise or maybe the character likeness. But if that ain't an issue and they just not making it just because they don't want to make it, they leaving so much money on the table.
Imagine they had one in 2019 that had Bone Collector, Professor on it, and all these other people.
I'm pretty good.
Like, for me, like I don't like 2K because it's an arcade-style game trying to be like a, I ain't gonna say a simulation, but it's like a skill-based game, which that's why there's so many problems with it. So I'd rather get live, and then for like an arcade-style basketball game, I'd rather get NBA Street or like an NBA Jam.
To be honest, I suck at all them basketball games. They're too easy, not competitive enough for me. Like,
shit, get on live then.
It's not competitive enough. I mean, I got to try a lot, but 2K is not competitive enough. I feel like, Kenzie, you know, once you get a badge, it's basically over with. Like,
yeah, in 2K, it's easy. Like, when I do my career, once you get about 80-something, you really don't want to grind no more because, I mean, you already dominate. Once you hit about 80-something, you already dominate. So it's kind of get easy after that.
But see, the issue was like the grind to get that. Yeah. Like, I never understand how I'm supposed to be an NBA prospect at the very least, but I can't do a simple layup, dumb open. Like, come on, I don't make no sense.
And then in 2K, I realized actually playing, like, I think it was the most recent I played was 17. Mm-hmm. They make it really was like, in that game, you don't want to grind. You want to buy VC to hurry up and get to that point. Because you realize if you just dead ass don't buy no VC and just play the game straight up, it would take forever. You fucking forever to reach the level you want
to
be at.
I promise. It take you forever just to get to 70.
Listen, exactly. You talking about 2K17? It's 2K19? We in 2019? You probably just not be like a 90 overall and whatnot. So, but see, again, look, your knowledge. Like what Devin said, the reason why they have it is because, hey, because it didn't used to always be like that. Back when it was like probably 15, 14, you get VC fairly easy and fairly often. So
you got a lot of VC just playing regular games. So when you just play games with your friends or something, you'll gain a lot of VC like that.
And then
that.
Listen, certain stuff didn't cost VC anything like either. So like the team armbands and whatnot, you didn't have to pay for that. Haircuts, you didn't have to pay for that. Now everything you got to pay for.
Tattoos, dumb expensive. Like, okay.
Come on. And see, the thing is, if you're going to make all that expensive, make it a lot easier for people to get. But that's why I like Live, because guess what? You get all that stuff by playing the game. So that's why, like, 2K20, that's definitely a call for me. But enough of the 2K stuff. Get into some popular news culture talk. All right, so let's get into some light topics because it wasn't really a busy or heavy news week. So it's going to be just like a lot of life stuff. Black China. Apparently, she got into Harvard. That was a lie. She paid like $4,000 just to, you know, make it seem like she was accepted. Got the pictures taken and everything. The jacket, the little sweater and whatnot.
So what she going to do is say, I changed my mind?
No, here's my question. It's like, how far was that $4,000 going to take you? Like, $4,000 going to actually give you the diploma?
And what if they be like, hey, we're suing you for false claiming? Like,
come down with you. But if you think about it, like, because again, she's trying to get the look out there to stand a fourth. But if you tell me $4,000, I get a degree, shit, I'm about to be a doctor and they'd be like, the podcast take off, boy. I got doctors and everything, man.
That nigga eyes in the ER, like, I got my certificate.
Come in there, man. Get the door open, like, I'm certified. I got this. They kill the person on the ground.
I got this. All right. What if I touch this? Ooh, no, okay, that's the wrong one.
He did. Hey, man. You can't save them all. That person.
They were like, all he needed was a flu shot with she.
Yo. But see, why do you do that? Why do you go through all this to, you know it's fake. You know it's not true. Why?
I think it's for her fans. Like, you know, because we all know in day, she ain't nothing but, I ain't gonna call her, because she's still probably a good ass person, but she ain't nothing but in it for the money. She's in it for the business.
She foul, though.
She a foul person.
She made that nigga Rob fall in love, lose weight, and that thing, to drop that nigga like, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was cold sitting in that video. And so I was like, you like, oh, lame, man. I was like, how lame you gotta be for a girl to send you the video of her cheating on you? Like, dog. And it didn't want no oops or none of that shit. It was, oh yeah, here.
You know, but like that just say like, hey, I know you're not gonna do nothing. It's just proof right here.
I know you're not gonna do nothing.
Cause man, listen, man, some type of payback gotta happen with me. Like, nah, you ain't just.
Oh, you remember what he did? He exposed her.
He did. You know what?
So if I look at this hoe, I'm like, she's a stripper. We already seen that, though. Like,
that's crazy. But speaking of like school and whatnot, Kim Kardashian. So did she already pass the bar exam?
Yeah.
Damn, that was quick.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know how long it takes to be a lawyer.
Supposed to be that, like stressing
8 years.
Oh, right. She's like, you know, I'm gonna be a lawyer, pass the bar exam, check off like.
Bro, you know how many niggas gonna be in jail because of this shit? Like,
bro, paid death, life in prison.
First thing nigga saying is, all I did, I didn't pay my ticket off. Like,
jaywalking 30 years. Like, what happened, man? All this, like, see, we was going to find you. We see all the extra paparazzi and stuff in here trying to make her look bad. Nah, bro, I got something for you, boy. 30 years, click. Like, how many views I got? 3 million? Cool. 30 years, bro. Have a good life, man.
Bro. if this is real, who is actually willing to pay Kim Kardashian to be a lawyer? Like, let's be real. Out of her background and history of non-professionalism, what's up besides the makeup shit and the model shit, who is really going to pay this person to be a lawyer?
Shoot her some bail. What you can say is that, like, again, we're not going to act like they don't control the media and they don't finesse how popular they are. You can use that same type of finesse to get somebody off of bed. So, hey, man, if it works, salute to you. You know what I mean?
True.
She ain't gonna be my lawyer, but you know, it's whatever.
She gonna be like, all right, $250,000.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's she charging?
Because she'd be like, I'm Kim Kardashian.
Her shit gonna be expensive as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Kim Kardashian. Bitch, you don't got one. What?
You haven't won one court case.
Like, shit, just lock me up.
They be like, wait, who my lawyer, Kim Kardashian?
I would represent myself.
Right. Like, exactly.
First thing gonna say is, how many years I got again?
I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna roll the dice, but it's my own luck, man.
I'm like, I don't think they rape people no more in 2019. They don't do that shit no more. I take my tickets to jail. Like, that nigga gonna get me killed in that bitch.
Yeah, man. For my sneakerheads out there, LeBron got caught wearing, it's like a Yeezy 1 inspired LeBron 15.
I seen them.
They clean. Nice. They is clean, man. I got for, see.
A Yeezy inspired?
Yeah, so
I
want
to see them.
They tough.
Oh, that means if LeBron wearing it, I got to wear it.
They clean. See. It brings me back to the good old time when Kanye was on Nike. You couldn't even think to look at a pair of Yeezys. And, you know, he was dropping good quality music.
Oh, you heard about Kanye West trying to open up his own church?
Yeah, I heard. See.
Wow. I think it's good, but if he's doing it just to start his own religion, he don't survive.
Nah, he's not going to do it to start his own religion because he still make gospel music for it.
I think and that's right off. And then Kanye said, yay, dog. And when new album called?
That's for one, Yandy, but that's not nothing with God. That's Gandhi, Yandy.
You know, Yandy is like a god in a different religion, right?
Yeah.
He said, that ain't got nothing to do with God.
Nah. But see, correct me if I'm wrong, if you were trying to create a new religion, would you call it church?
No.
Call it
yayism. Yayism.
Bro.
See, he didn't get a follow that shit.
I'm not going to. I'm not. I'm like, hey, that's hard, though.
He want to hype me. I mean, yeezus. What fuck you talking about? Like,
right. Cause, like, even like when they were talking about yeezus, right? Uh-huh. Like, of course, like, you know, I don't like the fact that it's like it's 50-50 because, like, yeah, you're not supposed to idolize anybody but God. But at the same time, you can easily say, hey, God built us in his likeness. So are we not all gods, technically? And then, listen, the music is hard, too, like...
You're hearing this shit, right?
No, listen, I'm not finna... Hey, Jesus was hard, though. But I'm not worshiping the man.
I've been to have a whole parking spot in hell now. Like, I don't know. Okay, partner, that's my name.
I don't know, but if you listen to his last album, he asked God for forgiveness for a lot of stuff he's done, and he's trying to change his life. He going back to happy, yay, now.
That's good. I was like, if... Because, see, I feel like it might be a tax write-off.
It probably is a tax write. I ain't gonna cap. He probably doing it for a tax write.
But if he's like just doing it just to, you know, like you said, like part of that healing process, and you know, trying to turn a new leaf. Hey man, salute to you, man. I hope everything goes great.
I mean, I don't think he can turn a new leaf unless Yandy is a straight gospel album. You can't have your own church and then go back to cussing and doing other stuff. He has to make Yandy a gospel album.
That is facts. That would be messed up if you...
How you gonna tell people to do certain stuff and then you still doing wrong?
Well, see, that's the thing, because, like, we all sin and...
But, I mean, we all sin, but it's not. It's like, he doing it on purpose. It's like...
I don't sin.
Shit.
You probably sinned today.
What I did?
I don't know. You probably did today.
You just talking bad about that lady that was in here a few minutes ago.
Hey. I said she had pretty hair, though. It's my redemption.
Hey, man, ain't no redemption. You guys love for forgiveness. Right. That's the funniest meme I ever seen in my life.
But that Coachella?
Hold on, let's talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Yeah. That it's a meme that says, I asked God for a bike, but I know that's not how it works. So I stole a bike asking them for forgiveness. Hardest I ever laughed, man. That shit was so funny when I first read that. But like what you were saying, in other news, Coachella, for all us festival goers, apparently, how many people was it?
11,000.
11,000 reportedly had herpes. But I found out earlier yesterday, it's not that big of a number because what it is there's a thing, kind of like an app, I forgot what it's called, but pretty much what people would do is they'll send a picture of their genitals to a doctor, and their doctor will diagnose it on the spot, like, hey, that looks like herpes. So, you know how hard, imagine, like, you got an ingrown hair or whatever, it's like, doc, what is this? Herpes. Like, what? Excuse me? No, I thought it was like an ingrown. No. That's herpes.
Imagine that shit. Like, you scared of hell for the rest of your life. You like, I don't know. He said I got herpes. Is it on paperwork? Nah, I sent a picture of it. You sent the daughter a picture of your dick. You're like, yeah.
But listen, 11,000 people. Majority of them probably don't have it. You know how terrified they are right now? Like, yo.
Imagine what? Women. Oh. Look like herpes right there. Like, they just had that random bump. That's like a hurt bump to me. Like,
now, imagine like you trying to get down with a girl too. You just take a little picture real quick. And it's like, hey, this, what is this? You're like,
that's a hurt.
I seen on Twitter, it's a video of these people at Coachella, and a girl was sucking dick while pouring alcohol on the dick. I was confused. And this was at Coachella.
I see a herpes spread over there. Like, really? Like,
nowadays, when you, before you smash a girl, you ask her, did she go to Coachella?
Hey, where you from? Coachella now.
What you gotta do, man? You know, what you did, you know, I like to, you know, enjoy music. That for, oh, okay, that's cool. You like to go to festivals? Yeah. What's one? Ozzy been to Coachella? You know, I love it. Oh, that's funny though, man. Would y'all, okay, before this happened, would y'all want to go to Coachella?
Yeah, I still want to go to Coachella. I want to go. I'd rather go to Rolling Loud though.
Rolling out,
maybe lit. And then Rolling Out be in Miami too. Well, they got two different locations, but in the summertime is in Miami.
I don't know, man. Cause crowds, I don't like crowds for real. Cause I'm paranoid, but I do want to kind of go to a festival at least one time.
Go to like a Dreamville festival.
Wait, how you paranoid?
Cause man, you ain't even telling me like I like okay, all the people out here, somebody got it on them.
As long as you.
But most festivals it be hard with white people because the black people. They really can't afford it. Some of them can, but it mostly be full of white people.
Exactly. So if they do fight, watch out for headbutts. I see them do it a lot, the headbutt.
But yeah, if you just look at the crowd, it mostly be white people.
You know how much of a fuck you don't get the headbutt, nigga?
Like, I promise you don't see a whole bunch of people like that. You just see a bunch of white people.
Ken's, he used to be the group where like only black kid, a white group. Like, I still like black girls, though.
All right. Any other little news like that before we start hitting the heavy hitters?
Nah.
Right, let's keep it moving then. All right, for the moment, we've all been waiting for it since we've seen it. Spoiler alert.
I don't think he's even a spoiler alert at this point.
Nah, because see, a lot of people still may have not seen it yet.
I think some people are waiting to go on dates to see it.
Exactly.
Dates?
Yeah, one person I know, he said he got to wait till his girl get down here so he go see it.
Exactly. Avengers Endgame. We are talking about it. We are releasing spoilers, all that stuff. So if you're watching this, if you listen to this on the Anchor podcast, this section, just go ahead and skip. Go on to the next one. If you're not, hey, man, just keep fast forward until you don't hear us talk about Avengers. All right. Thoughts.
Amazing. Best Marvel movie.
Cool.
11 out of 10.
Facts. Devin?
Yeah, it was actually an amazing movie. Like, started off just at the pace I wanted it to start off. I did some good explaining, and at the end, it gave us what we wanted, and it gave us magical. Like, I nutted myself twice in that whole movie.
What I love about it is that for the fact of just how complete and how much of a satisfied feeling you get when you finish watching the movie. Now, I do recommend this. For anybody that plans on watching, well, you probably ain't listening now to think about it, but people that have watched it and know people that are planning on watching it, if they haven't watched majority, what movies should they watch?
Civil War is important.
I feel like you should watch all the Avengers.
All the Avengers are important. Yeah, Civil War, Thor Ragnarok, I think that's how you pronounce it. Thor Ragnarok. Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I think you skipped Doctor Strange.
Nah. You gotta involve Doctor Strange. Because that movie...
You don't have to see Captain Marvel.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't. Because her ability is straightforward.
But mainly Civil War, Infinity War, you know...
Well, I think you do got to see Captain Marvel. Like, if you might want to know how did she get to that part, do you know for a fact that she got the power because she is one of the, what you call it? Like,
Infinity Stones.
Yeah, she is one, so...
I think what you should do, kind of like research, just to know what's going on. Because the thing is that they go back in time and you just revisit so many scenes from so many different movies. You see recurring faces like the lady that was dead, the bald lady from Doctor Strange, seeing her again.
Yeah, and she actually knew what was going on. That was the crazy part. Like, she's like, oh, y'all a little 5 years ahead. I'm like, oh, so she know what the fuck going on.
No, because see, at the time, I don't think she didn't recruit Strange yet.
But she already knew exactly who he was and who was the next person to hold it. And she knew it was like, oh, if he gave it up, then I must trust y'all then.
Like,
he must gave it up for a good reason.
Yeah, and then that was she handed up. So she knew, obviously, what's going to happen and stuff. But she just didn't know that far ahead.
See, you know what's funny? Because everybody talks about how long it was. Like, how it was 3 hours. And, like, to me...
It didn't feel like that at all.
At all. Like, it felt like, to me, maybe 2 hours.
I felt one. I was like, I felt one.
Nah, I wasn't
like,
that quick.
To me, it was kind of quick. I paid close enough attention, but I said it went by so fast.
Once you get to the part where they got start going back in time and go by fast.
That too, yeah.
Cause what's good is, you feel like, because leading up to this, you feel like you got an idea of how the movie's going to go. Mm-hmm. And see, for me, that's why I really love this movie, because instantly throwing you off track. It's throwing you like, okay, you thought it's going to be this, but nah, we're going to hit you with this little curve.
Yeah, because I'm not spending time traveling apart.
Not even that. I didn't even think they were going to kill Thanos that quick. Like, I'm sitting here thinking.
I was like, what the man cooking his breakfast?
You know how I felt? Like, I was like, yo, okay, we like 5 minutes in, Thanos is already dead. You not so. What we finna do for the next 2 hours?
That's what I think. I was like, so they just killed this man off just like that. What plan was this? Like,
I was like, all right, so I'm gonna need y'all like to what's finna happen? But then again, they keep it fresh and keep you guessing. You don't never know what's gonna happen.
And to be honest, the most shocking part: a freaking rat saves the day. If they would have never turned on that portal, they would have never thought of that time warp thing.
Hey, all I gotta say, my theory was close enough when I first gave the theory, because my theory is like they're gonna use the quantum realm or the time vortex. But it was mostly right though, because they did use the quantum realm to go to the time vortex. So
I was wrong, and because RIP Tony Stark's, I thought Captain America was gonna die.
Me too.
I really did.
I was wrong, because I thought they was going to introduce something totally different. Maybe like he gets away again or something like that. Mm. But no, he didn't at all. But instead, he comes back smoking niggas still. Like,
yeah, like that's crazy, because like old Thanos, just genius. Like, so what's the girl name? The blue girl?
Nebula.
Nebula is back in the old time. Mm. And she gets... You know, because of Ben, like, she got a special little link to Thanos. Thanos sees there's two of them automatically. She time traveled. This is a nebula from the future. I was in here like, bro, I'm still trying to piece this shit together myself. You just got to like that. Like, hold on now.
Hey, man, Thanos a genius. Talking some, bring it to me. I'm like, so this man is like taking W's left and right. Like, no matter what he's in, he's going to figure something out.
And then listen, at the end of the day, final battle, nigga still get the gauntlet. Like,
nigga got the gauntlet. Then he got overpowered and got gauntlet. To the power stone now. Punched it with the power stone. I was like, what the
fuck? That was hard. Like, he just took, like,
off. Even when he destroyed the van, they were chasing after the van. He destroyed the van. He said,
that man, Thanos is a goat. Like, he is 10 out of 10 one of the best villains out there, bro. Like,
I don't see how he got hit after all them combos and was still alive. After Captain America did the little thunder jump, I was like,
he was funny too, because even if you think about it, because in the beginning I was like, yo, to me, you can't have a great movie like Infinity War and then you just die that early on. But when he sees himself die, he's like, no, that is the mission being completed. Like, I love this, the ideology of Thanos, his psychology, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, he had the perfect understanding. If they killed me, that means I have done what I have done.
Like, even for the fact, like, you did what you said you was going to do. You're going to create balance in the world. Guess what? I don't need the stones anymore. All that's going to leave for me is temptation. So guess what? I'm going to destroy him. Dog, he ain't really like a full villain to me. Like
he never was a villain.
Until like when he said like, oh, so I see half of it ain't going to be enough. Like, I don't like
all y'all know. Because he was kind of stubborn. He like, look, I'm trying to help y'all with y'all resources. But no, that's not good enough for y'all. So I'm going to build my own religion on top of y'all dead motherfuckers. And let's see what happens then. Like.
So... Did y'all cry?
Nah, I don't cry that easily, but...
I ain't gonna lie. I feel a little water out, but I was like, come on, bro. Be a real nigga about this shit, bro.
I teared up. I ain't gonna lie. I teared up for real. I was like, hey, we in war right now. We can't cry right now. We'll cry later. Because, ooh, boy, let me tell you. When Peter Parker came back, he was just talking to Tony. Tony just hugged that man. Ah, that hit me. That hit me, bro.
Even though he annoying and said he love that nigga to death, bro. He just give me a hug, man.
Like, you my son, bro. Like, I got a child, but you my first son, bro. Like, come on. Ooh, bro. I'm like, man, come on now.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. But when she said, you can, we are okay, you can rest. Oh, shit. But you were talking about, I was like, okay, come on.
Like, gunshots to me. I was like, ooh, like.
You know he was out of there then, like, oh, Tony.
So... We all agree, fantastic movie, best movie they created. Now the question: do you continue making Marvel movies?
Yes, because we need a Black Panther 2.
Facts.
We need a Fantastic Four.
I'm gonna get real positive if they do good on Fantastic Four because they try.
Because then they buy Fox.
Yeah.
Isn't that who Fantastic Four under? Yeah. So I thought Fantastic Four is coming up. So basically, the Reed Richards. He probably is gonna cover for Tony Stark as the brains for everything, cause isn't he one of the smartest people in Marvel?
He is.
So once they introduce him, I feel like he's gonna cover for the brains as the new Avengers.
He was never as charismatic as Tony.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? I seen somewhere like, cause of course it's only logical that Marvel's gonna come out with like the box set that has all the movies in it, but the thing that caught me was that it said Infinity Saga.
Yeah, I seen that one too.
So I was like, okay, so that you can like, hey, that's that section. Now we can move on to the next section. My question to y'all: is this the Star Wars of our time? Have y'all watched Star Wars?
Yeah, I watched all.
I watched the first six. I haven't watched like none of the new ones.
Watched all the Star Wars,
and they're not.
The new ones, they're not worth it, but you know, it's just cool to see like what happens after you know, all the main people die off.
But like, is that like, because I was sitting down, I think my girl was telling me this, like, something about Star Wars. I was like, yo, this is the Star Wars for us. Like, how we went to the movie, we was following this wholeheartedly. Like, I remember times where like, hey, new Marvel movie coming out, cool. We setting this day aside, we gotta go see, we gotta see what's going on.
Yeah, this is the Star Wars of our time, yeah. Wow. One thing I'm scared of is now that, you know, RIP to Stan Lee, he's gone. Yeah. Where are the movies head to now? Like, are they going to head the same direction? Because, you know, this Endgames was literally his last film before he died.
Now, I think they're going in a new direction.
That's what I'm scared of.
So, the new direction is going to be around... It's going to have all the Guardians of the Galaxy. As you see, Thor is a part of that. It's going to have Spider-Man, Black Panther... The new Captain America, Scarlet Witch. So I think the new movies that's coming out is going to be Black Panther. Doctor Strange is going to get another movie. Captain Marvel is going to get another movie. Then, of course, you got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Mm-hmm. And then I think they're going to come up with something called Inhumans.
I don't know what that is. I've seen somewhere they're talking about they're going to bring Nova in. Nova's like another Marvel character that, you know, people... I think he ties in with Captain Marvel, but I don't know. Listen, I seen somewhere that they broke they broke all the records. Like this weekend alone, they already brought in like I think 1.2 billion or something even higher. Like it's dog.
So what's the highest movie of all time? Avatar.
Shit, it's gonna be Infinity War. I mean, it's gonna be Endgame.
Yeah, because Infinity War did beat Avatar, and now Endgame beat Infinity War.
Because
I ain't gonna lie. Avatar, that movie was ahead of its time right there.
That was a good movie.
That was the excellent movie. And then the graphics of that movie was 10 out of 10. I was like, no fuck-ups. It came out like
2008?
Yes, and that was no fuck-ups in that movie, bro. Like,
nah, the name of the stone was stupid.
You thought Avatar was stupid?
Nah. The stone that they're trying to get was unobtainium.
Unobtainium, they can't get it.
So stupid, so lazy.
They can't get it. It's under a tree.
We don't put all this effort into this movie. We're going to risk our lives to go into this rare mineral. What we going to call it? I don't know. Well, give me something. But we can't get it, so you know, we can't obtain it. Unattainium.
I like your thinking.
You fired. Nah, but for real though, we ain't got nothing else. That's what we going to go with. Like,
crazy. He probably said, we like it. You're promoted in general.
That's so crazy.
But it still was a good movie though, dog. I wanted to come out with number two because, you know, they ended it with him waking up in the other Avatar body. I'm thinking, holy shit, it's going to continue. Nope.
That would have been amazing. Like that, if that would have came out today, I would have loved to see, like, a Netflix or, like, a Hulu series off of that. Like, yeah. Just continuation.
And be like, oh, now it's them versus the military. They're not done with them and stuff. Like,
right.
But no.
I do have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think Luke Cage deserves a movie?
Who?
Luke Cage from the Netflix series? Or you think they should just give him another season on Netflix? To be honest,
I think they got to get another season.
To be honest, how it's looking, you know, y'all, I think that he probably do deserve a movie, but if that's the case, you might want to throw, like, Black Lightning in there. Because you heard they're canceling when there's seasons because they're getting low ratings and stuff.
Black Lightning?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it's like, I think, ain't that another Netflix series?
Yeah. So, but it started off on TV. Like,
I've seen part of it. See, the issue to me with Luke Cage and I think Black Lightning is that it's slow to start. Yeah. Like, unless you really mess with it, it's gonna take a couple of episodes for you to get entrenched into it. And again, like a lot of people, they're not in it by the third episode; they already gone.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. But when I try to watch that jump by the second episode, this isn't for me right here. I mean, I seen what he could do, but it was like, it isn't for me right now. It's like, it's not enough action.
Only way I see him doing a movie is if it's him and Iron Fist.
I think that's a good tag team. But I ain't gonna lie, if they introduce Black Lightning, do y'all think Static Shock would come and play then?
Man, listen.
But isn't that DC?
I don't care.
My fault, y'all. My fault. You're not climbing for this, y'all. Wrong people. Like,
but I would love to see a Static Shock. Just for the mention that, I would love to see a Static Shock movie. That's like one of the best TV shows ever, bro.
Like I say, perfect little nigga we know so far, Jaden Smith.
Nah, he cut his dreads off. He ain't ready for it.
But who?
Give me about 2-3 years. I'm going to be ready for it.
What other young nigga we know that going to play that role?
Me, nigga. To me. I'm growing my hair out now.
Let me tell Bow Wow to grow his damn cornrows.
I wish they would put that nigga in a Static Shock, bro. I wish they would. I wish they would put that nigga in
a... I wish they would put that nigga. I'm calling him. That's it. What the fuck that nigga?
What? Bow Wow? Come on now. He let... Nah.
Ooh.
Where they put Soulja Boy in that bitch?
Ooh, shit.
Young Drake on Static Shock, bro.
That nigga, man, that thing, Tiger!
Hey, man. Flew in on my trash can, right? But I put in and start shooting me. But I start shooting that nigga. I start zapping him. Zap, zap, zap. Then he try to hit him. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, someone got to make that now, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. I've been so ready, but that seemed like, you know, DC ain't that bigger, as big as Marvel, so they don't pay no mind. So, like, Shazam, like, anybody really, really going to see that movie?
I'm going to. Because it seemed like... Because, see, the issue with DC is that they're too dark and they're too damn long. Like,
yeah,
Batman will have a 3-4... Like, again, to this day, I've yet to see a whole Batman movie start to finish. Cause I always fall asleep. But Shazam seems lighthearted, seems good.
Even, like, The Dark Knight, all of them?
All that.
Oh, it's not Dark Knight. You tripping.
No, listen. I always hear they're good, but see, I always fall asleep during them. So it's like...
Now, the cartoon ones, if you more than cartoon ooh, stuff, they're the ones like, nigga, you can't watch that without somebody dying literally in that bitch. Like, somebody dead. Like,
yo, Flashpoint Paradox, man. But see, you know what? I give DC that credit, though. Because I said, Marvel makes better movies, DC make better TV shows.
I mean, I think they're more reality when it comes to superheroes.
Arrow's fire. The Flash is fire. Yeah. Like, even, like, I never watched The Legends of Tomorrow, But even that, I heard is like everybody likes it. So
that's
they got their own little niche. Yeah, no. Anything else with like movie wise, Avengers wise?
No, I think that's it.
The dough tip my nose. If they do come out with the collection box, how much is it going for?
I say
$50.
What? I pay 80 for it if I have to.
What, dog? You got to think about it. This is 22 movies.
It's at least 200.
Yeah, like,
I ain't know it's 22.
I know it's 22.
You know, this is like, I think every movie dealing with the Infinity Saga.
So that means, like, I mean, if the fucking movie showed the Infinity Stone one time, oh, yep, include that in it. Like, it showed exactly where it went. But yeah, if it was that, then yeah, I'd pay like at least like 120 or something like that for that. For all the movies, I'd pay 120. And then that's something you can rewatch, dog, because Endgames is on a round of applause. Like, that's something you got to keep seeing. Like,
I really can't wait till to come out, like, so I can watch it again. Because it, like, just a masterpiece. Like, from start to finish, like, again, like, I reiterate, for people that watched all the movies, it's little stuff that they just throw in there that means a lot. Like, again, when Spider-Man is fighting everybody and he says activate kill mode. If you didn't watch Spider-Man Homecoming, you don't even get what that means. You don't even get the fact that, like, yo, his suit been trying to get him to kill people. And he didn't want to do it. Now it's like, nah, we murking everybody now.
Exactly.
Like, you don't, like, if when Tony dies in the funeral that pushed out his first iron little heart or whatnot, and it's like proof that Tony Stark has a heart. You didn't watch the first Iron Man, it hits you different. Hey man, 100 out of 10. Like, that beautifully crafted movie. I ain't got nothing bad to say about it.
Facts.
I could watch it again for real.
1.3 billion. That's
so what are the chances that it'll end up on Netflix? Because, you know, Netflix still has the movie Infinity War on it.
It's probably going to end up on that new Disney streaming services.
Yeah. I think Infinity War is going to, like, they got a little contract with them. After that, they're going to take it off. And then I'm pretty sure after, like, they kind of, like, renegotiate these contracts and pick these movies and whatnot, you ain't going to see no more Marvel stuff on Netflix.
Oh, that would be sad.
How much do you think the Disney streaming service is going to cost?
I can see them do like $12, $10, $12. Like $9.99 for the regular, $11, $12.
I pay that just to see Endgame again.
I pay that to see watch all the Marvel movies.
I'm be honest with you. I gotta really sit down and think about what I watch on Netflix that I can't watch on Hulu or Disney. I might get rid of Netflix.
If they put like all of the OG shows on the Disney streaming services, I pay it so you get to watch like Suits Life, Zack and Cody, That's So Raven, all them shows. If they put all them shows on the streaming services, I'm definitely gonna pay for it. Get the Marvel movies.
They're gonna have like the best catalog because what they have is just so big and so sense like any. Like you said, you could go from the Suits Life, Zack and Cody to the Marvel movies to even like the Disney movies that they have.
The OG
Disney movies. They got Lilo and Stitch. Yeah. They got Moana. They got all, bruh, Disney got all that stuff on the wraps.
That's true.
Disney finna own half of the TV industry.
Disney about BTV. What you mean?
They already got Fox. What else they bought? They just own everything.
For real. Anything else?
Basketball.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into basketball. All right, time to talk about some basketball. Kinsley, go ahead, man. You the NBA analyst.
On Saturday, the Warriors had, or it was Friday, the Warriors had ended their series with the Clippers. On Saturday, the Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs had their game 7. The Nuggets had pulled through. They had got up to an early 20-point lead. Got over with. Then on Saturday, it was Celtics versus Bucks and Rockets versus Warriors. And then I also missed on Saturday, the Raptors had played the 76ers, and they Kawhi Leonard dominated as usual, 45 points, nobody could stop him.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, Celtics versus Bucks, Al Horford was guarding the Greek Freak, had him, I wouldn't say locked, but slowed him down to about 22 points. Mm-hmm. He had to shoot a couple of threes and mid-range shots. He couldn't get nothing to paint. most of the game. Nobody else stepped up. Everybody's playing trash. I still think everybody on the Bucks is trash except Giannis and Chris Middleton. He okay. He borderline good. He shouldn't have been an All-Star.
I don't think they trash. It's just the fact of if you don't have Giannis for them is their go-getter.
Yeah.
So they're ignition starter. So once he gets the ball rolling, everybody start. They just keep on to his momentum. He ain't getting busy. Ain't nobody getting busy.
You see, that's the difference between them and the Celtics. The Celtics, anybody on the Celtics getting the buck, hand the ball to Kyrie, Hayward, Tatum, or Jaylen Brown. Any of them getting the buck. They could go ISO anytime, move the ball. They could do everything. So any of them getting the buck, that's the difference between them and the Bucks. So I think Celtics got that series. And then we seen the Rockets versus Warriors. Not a great shooting night for the James Harden, 9 out of 28. They did foul him a lot, but they say he was moving his feet for it, so they wasn't gonna call that. But I think the Warriors gonna run away with this. All they gotta do is kick it up a notch, but and then it's over with.
But you got them winning.
I got them winning six, Warriors in six.
And Boston.
Is it Boston in six or seven? It depends on how the Greek Freak plays these next upcoming games.
Okay. I don't know, man. I think. Because I know with the Golden State game, there was a lot of controversy about the referee calls and whatnot. I think, the issue is, during regular season, we got a lot of younger refs that are looking at the waist down and seeing, hey, is the defender getting into the area of the shooter's feet? Playoffs, they're not doing that. They're just mainly focused on the waist up. Like, hey, is he hitting him after the shot, hitting him during the shot, touching the elbow, all that stuff. And for Golden State, they're not doing it. They make sure they get him at his feet, which is very dangerous because that's how they heard Kawhi. And who else was it they heard? They heard somebody else, too, that way.
I just remember Kawhi. I don't remember who else exactly.
But, yeah, you just got to be careful. And I don't know, man. I feel like refs are going to start calling. I'm going to say they're going to start calling, but I feel like next game, Houston might get a little bit more calls their way. I see it going seven games. I just do. I don't know who I got going out of it. Like I said, I still think that if Golden State kind of collapse and whatnot, then they start kind of beefing with one another, then it's Houston in six or seven.
I still say it might be Golden State game six. You know how they be after they get into big trouble out there, or they were not a good game. This game is always a turn up game. Everything going
KD
in.
KD dropped 50. You know Curry dropped 30.
It's always a turn up game. If they get in little foul troubles like that, or not a good game for them, this game is always a turn up. So I feel like it's gonna be Warriors game six.
For the Rockets to take it to game seven, it all depends on James Harden. I feel like James Harden. He just don't need to worry about trying to draw the foul. He just need to play his game. He really the best ISO player in the league. Ain't nobody
over Kyrie.
Yes, over Kyrie. Ain't nobody clamping up James Harden. He just need to stop trying to worry about flopping and trying to draw the foul and just play his game. If he just play his game, he could take it to game seven. Houston go as far as James Harden can take him.
Okay. Portland, Denver.
They play tonight. I got Portland coming in game one. They come in with enough rest. And Dame and CJ McCollum, I just feel like they're too much for the young backcourt of the Denver Nuggets. They ain't got enough experience as much as Dame and Lillard, and they can take advantage of them.
All right. Hey, Kenzie, NBA sports analyst on deck.
I'm saying, damn.
Who's on the East? I don't know. Who the Raptors playing?
The 76ers. You remember I told you Kawhi, he had dropped 45?
Yeah.
On game one,
I don't know.
They play game two tonight.
I don't think that might be a sweep, low key. I don't think Philly's ready for Kawhi and that Raptors team.
They need to trade Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry has been a disappointment the whole playoffs. Kawhi Leonard is really carrying them.
No, who they get though? Who would you go after? I think you said Bradley Beal.
No, Bradley Beal for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal would be the perfect pick for the Lakers. But Kyle Lowry, he's straight for regular season, but when it comes to playoffs, he just disappears. But Kawhi Leonard, great performances had overshadowed his disappointing performances. So,
dang, what was I finna say? I can't even remember. Oh, y'all heard about Kemba Walker?
What happened?
So he got a chance to make $221 million if he with Charlotte. Do you take that? Like, that's a boatload of money.
To be honest, I think you're in a
good spot. Hey, man, chase a bag. Anyway. Don't worry about these rings, man. He need to chase that bag.
Yeah, he in a good spot. I mean, he's recognized on that team. So, I mean,
is Charlotte good, though? Cause he,
no, Charlotte's not good.
But, like, as but he, team, you know that's his team, though.
So, well, hold on. Someone tried to convince me that. I think with T. Someone tried to convince me that Charlotte was on the up and come. I was like, man.
Just because Jordan on the team don't mean they've been trash all this time. Ain't nothing different going to happen. Like,
I was going to say, like, I don't remember them making some, like, God trade that's like, hey, we got this buddy now. We just finna to turn all the way up. Like,
yeah. But, yeah, Kimball, I mean, it depends what his own goals for. I probably chase the ring because he probably wanted to be in playoffs and compare. When the last time you seen Kemba Walker in playoffs? So he probably won't get the playoffs to be compared. I think he's going to not chase the bag. I think he's going to go to compete in the playoffs because that's what he wants to do, compete.
Where did he go?
Whoever offered him that bag.
Hey, man. I don't know. If he, like, $221 million, that's a check, bro. And you think, like, can you say, like, Jordan, that's his guy. So, you know, he already got the endorsement deal.
But Jordan already been doing a bad job as a GM. He hasn't brought no good talent, but, like...
He's not good at scouting talents.
Yeah.
I see it as he wants people that's going to be like Kemba Walker on that team. As you can tell, he said he's not trading him unless he get a superstar better than Kemba Walker. So, it's like, oh, you know he's not going to bring in nobody... In on that team and
that,
stuff like
that man Jordan thinking like, hey man, I'm not training that man unless you offer me LeBron. Like,
yeah, some shit like that. Like, oh, unless Kobe coming back in the league or some shit like that. Like, hey man, you tripping, man? Like, ain't nobody like.
Hey man, if you don't take you and your six rings somewhere, bro.
Exactly. Sorry, hey man, Charlotte trash, man. Come on, be real. I don't care if you run it. Charlotte still trash. Right.
Not only because you're running it, trash. Like you can take that side of the spectrum. You look at dude GM for OKC who needs to own OKC because he brought in. How many people he brought in? KD, Harden, Westbrook, and Paul George? Come on, man. Dude, get that man something.
I was going to say next year, NBA season going to be dummy lit when Zion and all of them come in. That's deep drive cuts.
I'm so ready for that. Now that, I'm going to start watching again. Little bit of NFL. Our NFL analyst Elvis is not here. We're going to try to do him proud. Kinsley, make him proud. What's his name?
Kyle Murray.
Bow. First athlete to be drafted in the first round of both NFL and MLB.
And they actually traded their quarterback they drafted last year to the Miami Dolphins, so he gone for a couple draft picks.
Bro, that's terrible. Hey, man. You're going to the future around you. You are God. Next season. Hey, man. Let me pack the bags and get out of here. We got this young blood coming in.
I mean, that's kind of bad. I feel like... You can't just come one straight out year out of college and just expect him to be Tom Brady. You got to give them time to develop and get better. So I think that's really bad on the Cardinals organization. But they doing what's best fit for them. And then they're going to draft a 5'9", 5'10", quarterback. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see how good he's going to do, but I don't know what he's going to do at that height.
Why do these players that are getting both NFL and NBA and baseball contracts are going football, not baseball. Like, when baseball is clear. Well, I guess they're doing for sport.
For me playing personally, I haven't played, like, high level, but just playing for fun, you get more of an adrenaline rush playing football than you do baseball. So I feel like you want to get that. You want to feel that adrenaline
MLB,
rush.
Though, you're getting a bigger bag. You're getting a guaranteed bag. And you're getting less injuries, so you can get more bags. Like, NFL might guarantee you, what, like a 5-6 mils or whatever. MLB will guarantee you, like, 22, 30 million. And then, again, you're getting – he's a quarterback, so, yeah, he got defense guarding him. But what happens, like, hey, they start cracking him a little too often or he gets hit one good time.
Look what happened to RG3.
Come on. Yeah, where he at now?
That's a prime example of what the fuck happened.
Yeah, now he just back up doing nothing.
Like, come on. Now, MLB, You chilling. Playing nice little baseball. You ain't really worried about an injury. Was he a pitcher? Do you know what position he played in MLB?
Not for sure.
Well, I say he's a pitcher. Man.
But yeah, most quarterbacks are pitchers, though.
Yeah. I didn't know Russell Wilson was playing for...
He just do that to stay in shape, though.
Didn't Colin Kaepernick play baseball and stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Most quarterbacks do play baseball.
That's funny. Like, hey... I'm gonna go ahead and
get, I know in baseball,
baseball bats.
Yeah, I know they risk the injury around they forearm and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Bro, have you had, like, really watched it, like, slow down, how like analysts slow down baseball and stuff with all the energy?
It's injuries? Crazy.
I would say, bro, when they're throwing that ball, your forearm literally bends. Like, all this is bending in a weird position. Like, they be like, this, you can really damage your forearm playing baseball and stuff.
That's why you see them, like, dumb iced up and... on their shoulder because, oh, and yeah, I think they say too, like, they don't really want them pinching too bad before games or whatnot because you don't want to overthrow yourself or hurt yourself.
That's true. I mean, they be iced up, like Kobe iced up, like Kobe looking like the Iceman down there and stuff, like. But yeah, if anything, I would pick MLB over anything. That scene, it might not be as exhilarating as football is, but I feel like it might be a little funner and stuff, like. More fundamental, I should say.
I think just, like, longevity-wise, you do better with baseball because, again, you're more safe, you're getting more money, and, again, all it's screaming to me is just longevity. Where football is, like, one good crack, you're a soup. Like...
You're right.
I got a question for both of y'all. Out of the four sports, soccer, basketball, football, and baseball, which sport would y'all want to go play pro at?
If I had a choice?
Yeah, if you had a choice. You good at all of them. You all finna get on the team. Which sport y'all going to?
I know. I personally say probably MLB. You risk less injury in that sport.
Yeah, MLB.
I love basketball, but I ain't gonna lie. I might pick soccer. Different fact that, like, I'm 5'8", so, like, I don't care how good I am. Like, there's limitations that I'll have in the NBA. And on soccer, hey, everybody short or shorter.
I ain't never off. I need to kick to the forehead, and then you knocked out for the rest of the game. Like,
that's the thing about soccer. I can kick you back, and won't get penalized.
That's a free ass. But, yeah, I go to soccer because soccer, they do get that bag. They get a bit bag,
too. They get a bag, bro.
They might get a bag, man. Yes, true.
They get the
Neymar, Messi.
I can't be on that damn field for 90 fucking minutes running back and forth for fun. Like,
no, it depends what position you play and if you get subbed out, though.
I might be back this way. Damn.
Ass, what you doing? Try not to die. Like, what you mean? Get the ball. I'm trying to keep my life. Run to me. I get the ball. I lose my soul. Like, I mean, what's going? 0-0? I maybe 15 minutes? What? Like, maybe talk. Man, you know how mad be too? Like, 90 minutes. All right, tie game. Bullshit. Nah. I done had 3 heart attacks on this field. We gonna have a winner today.
It's not that bad, bro. I played most of the 90 games, soccer games. It's not that bad.
I know. I used to play soccer.
How much
back
you
in.
Weigh?
Huh?
How much you weigh?
About 130.
I'm 200 plus. It's a whole different ball game to you and me.
I played when I was younger. Yeah, if you got the energy for it, it's fun.
All you have to do is condition. If you condition for it, you straight. And then you got halftime, so you gonna get some water and stuff. So.
It's fun, but see, man, when we play with Elvis. Elvis had us looking crazy, like.
You see, Elvis ain't gonna have me looking crazy. I'm talking my shit now. Elvis, when you hear this.
Oh, talk that cat in. Talk that cat in.
Elvis.
I'm gonna say Elvis retired because I think, he don't even play soccer no more. He had that little injury he had.
But I think he still, like, play. Because, man, yeah, he made me then feel like we forgot how to walk, man. Like, he had us just stuck.
I mean, he had a little goofy out there. I was kind of upset. I was like, man.
We got him back in basketball, though. But, yeah, I think soccer, bigger bag.
And it's fun.
Yeah. And, like, do they really have injuries in soccer?
Yeah, if you get, like, you know, like, kicked or something, or you might tear something. You know, any sport you could tear something. So that's probably what you get if you could tear something or somebody, like, kick you really hard or roll your ankle or something. So that's most of the injuries they get. Right. Or if the ball hit you or something happened, you might get a concussion. It's just, like, stuff like that.
I got you.
But it ain't no, like, you finna break nothing or nothing like that.
I feel you. We got anything else?
I think that's it.
Guys, like I said, it was really a slow week. Again, Avengers was kind of like the highlight. Again, we are now available on 7 streaming platforms. The biggest one I think everybody will use is Spotify. I'm working on trying to get us on iTunes and more, just to get this podcast out to more people. Once again, I can't thank y'all enough for supporting, liking, leave comments, what you like about the podcast, topics you want us to talk about, you know, just help us grow. Because again, this is what, episode 6, episode 7? We're still like early, we ain't even hit double digits yet. So it's a work in progress, but we're going to continue to work and make progress. See what I did though?
That's true.
That was tough, right? I like that.
Positive vibes and stuff.
Yeah, like I got a vision that this is going to work. This, like I said, this is gonna be the foundation for so much. And again, like I said, beginning the podcast. Not just me and not just this podcast. If you see anybody really on their own trying to start a business, and again, like I said, it may not even be like I'm starting a YouTube channel. Like, and Devin is learning to become a barber. Support. Like, you know somebody that is going to be an electrician or whatnot. Instead of maybe hiring some company or whatnot, give, if it's like a small job, give somebody a shot. Because, you know, it might be a small thing for you, but when I say it means leaps and bounds the world to them, trust me. You can just make that deal. Again, all Saturday or Sunday, whatever, when I posted that we was on multiple platforms and I'm seeing the likes, seeing the comments, I'm seeing the shares, it just motivated me and hyped me up to produce even better content for you guys. So again, thank you, much blessings. I'm gonna work on trying to get an outro and an intro, but
yeah, peace. That would be fine.
Yeah, we need to get one for real. They gotta do something with vision though. Like we're gonna see you next time. Or what? Yeah, that's corny though.
Nah, you gonna come up with a bunch of stuff, theme song, go out and stuff. You know, something dope.
Yeah, but like I said, hey, we working on it.
Hey, all I gotta say, YouTube coming soon. I'm gonna come up. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna get y'all to a name so y'all can go out there and subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Facts. All right. Well, till next podcast, we will see you guys later.